going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Braves didn't have any answers this weekend, and we're still looking and trying to figure things out. It's so funny because I had a spirited conversation on social media with a guy named Travis who wanted me to put some money on the fact that the Braves would make the playoffs and get over 500 before the season's over. And look, we're not saying they can't. We're just saying that they're making it very tough on themselves to get back in that position. Every time you lose and you're you know, a game out, Mike, right. Now you're talking about 14 games out of first place. But getting in the playoffs, now we're talking about the wild card, right? Let's not put the cart before the horse. That, to me, right now is where we should be thinking until we find our way back. But Travis was saying, you know, basically that this team is too good to continue to play this way. And that is the illusion, Mike, that I think a lot of Braves fans have been saying to themselves, even myself. Man, Riley's better than this. Olsen's better than this. Well, sometimes in a season, they're not. It plays out this way.
Right. If you go back and we had these big analytics arguments about, you know, exit velocity, all that. So we've got people fired up a few weeks ago, which really does seem like a moot point at this point, although Olsen is starting to hit the ball. And again, using exit velocity, put it over the fence or near the fence, and not his fault if nobody's on base. But if you go back to what he is and where he was in 2023, a lot of these guys are back to their baseball card. Remember, Sean Murphy was so bad down the stretch last year when he finally got healthy that they had to play Travis d'Arnaud almost every night down the stretch just to make the wild card. So, I mean, so if you want to get into these arguments, guys, the math guys love to go and take it. If you take 2023 out of it, it's been diminishing returns for a lot of these guys. You know, and what they are is getting back to really, you know, not elite hitters. You know, and certainly not at first base what Freddie was. I know you guys get mad when I invoke Freddie. Freddie's going to be here as an all-star. Our first baseman's not going to be an all-star this year, you know, unless he goes on a freaking tear, you know, these next 6 weeks. So that's part of it. So as Carl said, just clear it out. I mean, Braves fans, of all of the fans that we talk about and interact with, the ones who get in their bag the most. Falcon fans, I don't know if there's a fatalism amongst Falcon fans, you know, that who's it, Mina Kimes was talking about.
Yeah, because it hasn't happened for us.
But I mean, but in the case of Braves fans, it's like if you criticize somebody, people lose their minds. And some Hawks fans get in their bag if we criticize Trey. Like we just talked about Julio, some guys are just, they identify with the athlete over the actual team. But with the Braves fans, all we're saying, guys, this team is not clutch. The bullpen has been brutal. Who out there is going to be rocking a Raisel Iglesias jersey anytime soon? You don't believe in him. So there's a lot of issues. You've got to still find a way, Carl, to get the pieces that will help you get things turned around.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, you think we're the only team looking for some guys at the trade deadline? Half of baseball makes the show now with the expanded playoffs.
You're only 2.5 games ahead of the last place Marlins. If that doesn't put things in perspective, I don't know what does. 404-726-0929. We're not talking about catching the Mets. We're talking about staying in front of the Marlins. I mean, that's where we are. So I just feel like, and Travis and I had this spirited conversation, they're just too good. The Braves have won more games, and he gave me these numbers about, you know, if they're going to win 88 games. Okay. Are they capable? Yes. But until you do it, nobody cares.
You're 9.5 games out of the wild card. I mean, guys, we know that this team put on an amazing grind last year. Last year was a lot like this year. Team couldn't hit, couldn't really get on a good run, and they grinded it. And again, as I said, the Sean Murphy that some of you guys feel is irreplaceable. And by the way, after that nonsense in game two of that series in San Francisco,
you're over
with that Ole crap. I mean, I'm so over him. That's now, if you want to talk about how do we fix it, you can get stuff for him. Now, I don't know what the open market would be, Carl, as far as a bidding war for a team that's needing a catcher. But, I mean, if you could get a team interested in Sean Murphy, the best thing that would be for him to hit and make him more viable. I know he does have some good slugging numbers at times. But to get him out of here and make Drake Baldwin your guy, that's one problem solved. Go try to get a better left fielder option until Profar comes back. Granted, Profar can't compete in the postseason if you made it. So you need to get some more setup men. You need another starter. You need to get a closer. These are all issues. I need an upgraded shortstop. I mean, you've gotten as much out of Nick Allen, I think, as you're going to get.
So during this 3-14 skid, right, because we've lost 14 of 17. 3-14 equals 17. We've been outscored by 8 runs. So that's the curious thing about this, is that we're not getting necessarily blown out. Look at the series this weekend. But stupid, silly mistakes lost games for you. Where is the focus? See, this is why I get back to the whole SNCC conversation when we talk about, do I have your attention? Do I have your attention? I don't know if he does. Because when you're focused, Mike, you don't get the silly mistakes that they're making in the field and certainly right. The errors. Listen, some balls are hard to play, and these guys are professionals, but this is what they do. So when we say, hey, you've been in every game. Okay, well, baseball, good teams, you're going to play close games. The difference between the teams we believed in and this team, which I don't necessarily believe in right now, is that they won the close games, that they found ways. They had clutch hitting and timely hitting, and they made those difficult plays in the field that got them out of innings. This team hasn't done that in this skid. And on top of that, Mike, 9-19 in one-run games. We do not win one-run games right now to save our lives.
A lot of guys asking us amongst other things, you know, what's up with Ozzy? Because Ozzy got on that nice little hitting streak. You mentioned Ozzy boots the routine grounder for him. A hard hit ball, but a play he makes 99% of the time. Talked about Sean Murphy. Some guys worried about Acuna looking at all those strikes last night or yesterday afternoon.
It was a lot.
I'm not trying to read something. Believe me, I'm not trying to read something into that.
No, it was a lot.
But I mean,
it felt that way.
He's looking at all those pitches, 5 pitches.
Yeah, it did. And real quick about Ozzy. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're talking about the Braves. Grant's going to join us coming up next hour. Ozzy's 28 years old. He is in the prime of his career right now, and he's playing the worst that he's played. I don't know why, but as I mentioned, he is a below-average defender right now, which used to be a staple for him. He was a way above-average fielder, and he's below-average hitting. Ozzy's a 3-time All-Star, and we're sitting here talking about him like he's off the scrap heap. Like we just picked him up off the street, and he's some bum. This guy has shown us what he's about. But the problem is, when you're playing like this, Mike, and you don't know how to find your way out of it, you go, all right, well, is this the Ozzy now that we're going to get? Because I got to tell you, if Ozzy's hitting 232 at the end of the season, I had to think about moving on.
Yeah, he's a career 267 hitter. The big the outlier was 2019 when he batted 295. And, of course, 2023 when everybody raked, he batted 280. But he's gone down progressively last two seasons. Again, when everything it rains, it pours, you get the defensive miscues thrown in the mix. That's why, you know, I just think you start to have this question about a reset. And this is to your point about the guy you were arguing with on social media. Braves fans want to tell us we're going to come back with 14 games, let alone, oh, no, no, no. The last thing they want to hear about is blowing this thing up.
No, no, no doubt.
You know, and as I said with Alex, you know, Alex Anthopoulos, we've given him all this credit. For some reason, his blind spot has been starting pitching, whether it's not, you know, simply a function of the management doesn't give enough money. So knowing he's got a certain amount of money to spend, he's not going to spend it $150, $170 million on starting pitching. He looks for value like the Chris Sale deal. He did give Spencer Strider $100. By the way, should he have waited? Max Fried couldn't get a contract. Spencer Strider got a $100 million deal. You know, and now you begin to wonder, is he going to be able to ever get back to what you thought he was when you signed him on that contract?
What do you guys think, man? This is where we're at. We get Brewers.
You mentioned Michael Harris earlier. Sorry to cut you up. And Money Harris has been brutal as well.
Well, look, the difference is, okay, so I just mentioned Ozzy's 28. Money Harris is 24. He got that money a few years ago, and they said, we got a bright future and a great defensive center fielder. The defense is elite, but he hasn't hit. He's hitting 230, 237. I mean, the problem is he's regressed at the plate. So you don't give up on a 24-year-old elite center fielder defensively, but, Mike, you've got to find a way to fix those problems, which gets us back to what you've been saying about the hitting coach. You got a new guy at the helm. What is going on? Like, is he really helping these guys, or is he just watching tape and going, I just keep swinging? I do not have the answer to that. I do not know.
Now, again, Kevin Seitzer, that was the 2023 season. Last year they couldn't hit. They grinded, made the wild card, and they fired him. They moved on. Bring Tim Hyers in. And Tim is like, you know, he's a younger guy. He's 53. And he's been around. He's a lifer. And he helped win World Series for the Red Sox and the Rangers. So he certainly knows what he's doing. But every coach doesn't necessarily get every team he's with. And the Braves have made it like the drummer in Spinal Tap. They fire hitting coaches all the time back in the old days. I'm just saying, I don't understand why you fired Seitzer in the first place. But whatever this guy's selling, this team ain't buying at the dish. These guys are awful.
Yeah.
So I just, and just when you guys thought it was a big whoop-de-doo and they moved Tuiasosopo down to the minors. I mean, if ever there was a guy that needs to be fired, no disrespect, Tim Hyers, what the are you doing? Well, what is your job?
Well, and Mike, here's the other part.
I know Tuiasosopo was a friggin' windmill over there, no matter who was running, but this guy, I don't know what he does as the hitting instructor.
This is the other part. Then we got to get to some guy talk. Coming up, Falcon Report, guys, we're going to be up at Flowery Branch on Wednesday bringing you the show, Mandatory Minicamp, and we're going to have a few guests to stop by as well. Don't know who's going to stop by the show. Got to be here starting at 2 up there at Flower. It's going to be a lot of fun. Here's the other thing, real quick. Late inning close games. We're hitting 199. That ranks 25th in the league. See, baseball is a unique game where literally if you want to break down every pitch,
right,
every at bat, every team statistic, you can, because that's what baseball is. That's why these analytic geeks get so involved with this is exit velocity, Mike, and why your argument blew up.
Right.
Because everything can be analyzed, and sometimes it's overanalyzed. But if you want to say, well, you know what, we're losing close games, we're not that far. We're hitting 199 in close games, guys, and we're ranking 25th and 24th in OPS. How many baseball teams are there in the Major League Baseball? Seriously.
That'd be 30, Carl.
Okay, so there are five teams worse than us?
That's brutal. And by the way, I guess it's the Nick Allen fan club. Someone just hit me up. He had a hit. He scored just. He's batting 167 for the month, by the way, is Nick Allen. Okay, and Nick Allen is down to like 230 now. It is what it is. I mean, I give credit to Alex Anthopoulos. He tried to get guys off the scrap heap. Verdugo was hitting for a minute there. It's just, guys, you don't have the requisite pieces. So, yes.
The lineup is flawed.
Hypothetically, yes, these guys could all get
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hot. Okay, maybe we need to bring the old baseballs back, Carl, that they used in 23, because these guys can't seem to hit these ones over the fence.
Frustrated? Yes, we all are. We want to see the Braves win, and it shouldn't feel this way, but this is where we're at. This is our reality right now. I hope they go on a 10, 15-game tear. But how they played this year, do you have any belief that that's going to happen?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.